This is a special Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The idea of arranging early death is fraught with problems. Euthanasia is the direct killing of a person, typically done by a doctor. However, offering assistance to a person who says they want to commit suicide is equally pernicious because in the name of autonomy, vulnerable persons are seductively offered the loss of their dignity and sense of worth as a person simply existing. Assisted suicide especially targets the poor and the elderly, and those whose insurance has said they are too expensive. Earlier this year, a Dutch woman, suffering from dementia, had said she wanted to live, yet days later, as family gathered around as she was offered a cup of coffee spiked with a sedative, she was killed by injection. Over 200 doctors there paid for an ad to criticize her doctor's actions. Another problem is how patients agree to suicide. It is normal to feel even gravely depressed at the diagnosis of terminal illness, but the depression most often passes. But if a request for death is made while depressed, the request puts tremendous pressure on patients to, as it were, follow through. The next problem is with the drugs that bring death. They are not always effective, and death is not always as peaceful or serene or as controlled as others predict. A recent Kaiser Health Network article shows a gruesome side of these drugs and the quest to make them work. The bottom line is that death is as much a gift as any other part of life, and like any other part of life, it is unpredictable. The best months of life are most often said to be those immediately before natural death. What should be predictable is loving care to the very end. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This has been a special Life News Radio.